From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. 2018 was a record-breaking year for U.S. pork exports to South Korea. With November and December data still being compiled, export volume 191,610 metric tons and value $538.4 million have already shattered previous highs set in 2011. The U.S. Meat Export Federation's Korea director, Jihei Yang, says U.S. pork still gained significant market share because customers see the U.S. industry as a reliable supplier of high-quality, competitively priced products. China's 2018 economic growth fell to a three-decade low, adding pressure on Beijing to settle a tariff war. According to MilkBusiness.com, the world's second-largest economy expanded by 6.6% over a year earlier, down from 2017's 6.9%. Growth in the 3 months ending in December dipped to 6.4%, the lowest quarterly level since 2008 from the previous quarter's 6.5%. Some ranchers report feeling the pinch of the partial government shutdown after some cattle sales stalled because checks from the buyers who have FSA loans require authorization from the Farm Service Agency. AgWeb.com reports Lori and Bernard Bernot, ranchers since 1993, were scheduled to sell around 50 calves, but the couple says they couldn't cash the check until the government shutdown ended. After some temporary FSA service last week, the USDA has now opened all FSA offices to help ease the pain. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.